2026 housing benefit eligibility. Recognized income, rent, and home repair costs. Households can apply for the 2026 housing benefit if their recognized income is at most 48% of the standard median income. Renter households receive rental benefits based on the region and household size, while owner-occupier households receive repair and maintenance benefits based on the condition of the home and income bracket. Households qualify for the 2026 housing benefit if their recognized income is at most 48% of the standard median income. The monthly recognized income limit is KRW 1,230, 834 for a one-person household, and KRW 3, 117, 474 for a four-person household. The rental benefit is calculated based on the lower of the standard rent and actual rent, and an out-of-pocket contribution may apply depending on income level. Instead of cash, owner-occupier households receive minor, medium, or major repairs based on the results of a home inspection. Applications for the housing benefit can be submitted year-round through BikJiro or at the Yup, Myeon, or Dong Administrative Welfare Center for the applicant's registered address. The 2026 housing benefit is part of the National Basic Livelihood Security System, which supports rent for low-income households or repairs deteriorated parts of owner-occupied homes. Eligibility is determined based not only on monthly wages, but on recognized income, which converts both income and assets into a combined amount. The amounts below are based on the eligibility criteria and minimum benefit levels effective from January 1, 2026. The standard rent or repair limits are not fixed amounts guaranteed to be paid, and the assistance provided varies according to the results of household and housing inspections. 2026 housing benefit eligibility and income criteria. The basic eligibility criterion for housing benefit is that the household's recognized income must be at most 48% of the standard median income. The income or assets of persons obligated to provide support are not considered in the housing benefit eligibility criteria, but the applicant household's own income, assets, and actual residential status are investigated. Monthly recognized income limits by household size. Household size, 48% of the 2026 standard median income, one person, KRW 1, 230. 834, two people, KRW 2, 015. 663 people, KRW 2, 572. 337, four people, KRW 3, 117. 474, five people, KRW 3, 627. 225, six people, KRW 4, 106. 857. The amounts in the table are not benefit amounts, but the monthly recognized income ceilings used to determine eligibility. Households of seven or more people must separately check the official standard applicable to their household size. How is recognized income calculated? Recognized income is the sum of the following two items. Recognized income equals assessed income plus income converted value of assets, assessed income. The amount calculated by applying deductions recognized under the system to earned income, business income, property income, public transfer income, and other income, income converted value of assets. The amount calculated by accounting for the basic asset allowance and recognized debts in assets such as homes, land, rental deposits, savings, and automobiles. And then applying the conversion rate accordingly, even if monthly wages are below the eligibility threshold, assets may cause the household to exceed the threshold. Conversely, earned income deductions and other adjustments may result in recognized income being lower than the applicant expected. The exact amount is determined through a review of official records and an investigation by the relevant city, county, or district. Standard rent and payment method for renter households. Eligible households renting and residing in another person's home receive rental benefits. The amount of assistance is calculated by considering the area of residence, household size, actual rent, and recognized income together. 2026 standard rent. The following amounts are monthly ceilings in KRW. Grade area classification, 1 person, 2 people, 3 people, 4 people, 5 people, 6 people, grade 1 soul, 369, 000414, 000492, 000571, 000594, 000703, 000 grade 2, Jeongi Incheon 300, 000335, 000397, 000459, 000480, 000568, 000 grade 3 metropolitan cities, Sejong City special status cities, outside the Seoul. Metropolitan area 247, 000275, 000327, 000377, 000397, 000470, 000 grade, 4 other areas 212, 000237, 000281, 000325, 000340, 000403, 000 for households of 7 people. The standard rent for 6 people applies. For households of 8-9 people, 10% is added to the standard rent for 6 people, with an additional 10% added for every subsequent increase of 2 household members. When actual monthly rent is lower than the standard rent, the rental benefit does not automatically pay the full standard rent. In principle, it is calculated based on the lower of the standard rent and the actual rent. For example, although the standard rent for a 1-person household in Seoul is KRW 369,000 per month, if the verified actual rent is KRW 300,000 per month, KRW 300,000 becomes the starting point for the calculation. Conversely, if the actual rent is KRW 450,000, the standard rent of KRW 369,000 applies as the ceiling. If recognized income is more than the livelihood benefit eligibility threshold, a household contribution may be deducted, so the actual benefit may be lower. Actual rent reflects not only monthly rent, but also the rental deposit converted into a monthly amount at a specified rate. Maintenance fees may be investigated separately from the rent specified in the lease agreement. Key points in calculating rental benefits: if recognized income is at most the livelihood benefit eligibility threshold, the benefit is calculated primarily based on the lower of the standard rent and actual rent. If recognized income is more than the livelihood benefit eligibility threshold, a household contribution based on the difference between recognized income and the livelihood benefit threshold is reflected. Additional verification may be conducted depending on actual occupancy, the validity of the lease agreement, and the relationship between the landlord and tenant. Residents of public rental housing may also be eligible, but payment outcomes vary depending on rental data and how other housing assistance is taken into account. Repair and maintenance benefit criteria for owner-occupier households: eligible households residing in their own homes generally do not receive rent payments in cash. Instead, the deterioration of the home is assessed based on a housing inspection by the Korea Land and Housing Corporation or another relevant organization, and repairs are supported under the categories of minor, medium, or major repairs. 2026 repair scope and limits category: typical scope of repairs, repair cycle, repair limit, minor repairs, relatively light repairs, such as improving finishing materials, 3 years, KRW 7. 95 million medium repairs, repairs focused on functional improvements, such as windows, insulation, and heating, 5 years, KRW 13. 99 million major repairs, repairs to structures and major facilities, such as roofs, columns, bathrooms, and kitchens, 7 years, KRW 20. 0.6 million, the repair limit is not paid to the applicant as a lump sum in cash. Repairs are carried out according to the condition of the home identified during the on-site inspection, repair priorities, and the actual scope of construction. Support rates by income bracket, recognized income bracket percentage of repair limit. applied at most the livelihood benefit eligibility threshold 100% more than the livelihood benefit threshold, and at most 35% of the standard median income, 90% more than 35%, and at most 48% of the standard median income, 80%, for example, even if the home is assessed as requiring major repairs. If the household's recognized income is more than 35% of the standard median income, assistance is provided within 80% of the major repair limit. The actual construction cost and scope are determined based on the inspection results. For homes occupied by persons with disabilities or older adults, the need to install accessibility facilities may also be reviewed. However, additional assistance is not automatically provided to every household. The eligibility requirements and on-site inspection criteria must be met. How to apply for the 2026 housing benefit? New applications for housing benefit are not restricted to a particular application period and may be submitted year-round. Because the application date may affect benefit calculations, those who may be eligible should apply through an official channel for confirmation rather than assuming the review outcome in advance. Who can apply? The eligible beneficiary: a household member, relative, or other related person, a public official responsible for social welfare, who determines that an application is necessary and submits an application ex officio after obtaining consent. Online applications may be restricted depending on the household's circumstances or whether someone is applying on the household's behalf. If online processing is difficult, applicants may use the YUP, Myeon, or Dong Administrative Welfare Center for their registered address. Application channels go to the online application process from the Housing Benefit Information page on BikJiro. Alternatively, visit the YUP, Myeon, or Dong Administrative Welfare Center with jurisdiction over the registered address. Submit the application and documents related to income, assets, and the lease. Undergo an income and asset investigation and a housing inspection by the relevant city, county, or district. Receive notification of the eligibility decision and benefit details. Existing beneficiaries generally do not need to reapply every year. However, matters affecting benefits, such as moving in or out, changes in household members, changes to the lease agreement, or changes in income and assets, must be reported to the competent authority. Documents to prepare when applying. Additional documents may be required depending on the household's circumstances and application method, but the following materials are generally prepared. Identification application for the provision or modification of Social Security, benefits, income, and asset declaration consent form for the provision of financial information and other data. Lease agreement or documentation confirming a loan for use arrangement. Copy of the bank book for the account into which benefits will be paid. Documents verifying income, assets, and debts when applying through a representative. A power of attorney and identity verification documents for both the applicant and representative. Documents that can be verified through the joint use of administrative information may not need to be submitted separately. Conversely, if the lease terms differ from official records or the income and asset situation is complex, supplementary documents such as records of deposit transfers or proof of debt may be requested. Investigation and decision process after applying. Once an application is received, the city, county, or district investigates income and assets, while the organization responsible for the housing inspection verifies actual occupancy and housing conditions. Items investigated for renter households: whether the applicant household actually resides in the home, whether the deposit and monthly rent in the lease agreement match the facts, housing type, facility conditions, and relationship with the landlord, whether rent has been paid, and whether the agreement is valid. Items investigated for owner-occupier household structural safety and the condition of facilities and finishes: degree of deterioration of the roof, walls, windows, heating, water supply, drainage, and other elements. Repair items needed to classify the work as minor, medium, or major. Repairs need to install accessibility facilities for persons with disabilities or older adults if applicants do not cooperate with a home visit or fail to submit necessary documents. The decision may be delayed, or it may be difficult to calculate the benefit. When contacted to schedule an inspection, it is advisable to prepare verification materials, such as information about the actual occupants, contact details, and the original lease agreement. Points to check before applying: do not compare only monthly wages. Check recognized income, including savings, deposits, real estate, automobiles, and recognized debts. The standard rent is not the same as the maximum monthly rental assistance that can be received. Loan for use arrangements involving a family-owned home, jointly owned homes, and rent-free housing may have different payment methods from ordinary leases. The repair and maintenance benefit for owner-occupier households does not provide the desired construction costs in cash. If planning to move or change the lease agreement, check with the competent administrative welfare center about when to report the benefit-related change and which documents are required.